answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
UN inspectors believe Iran has close to 1,000 pounds of uranium enriched to 60%, nearly ready to be used in a nuclear weapon.
970 pounds of 60% highly enriched uranium. What can you do with that?
So that is enough material for, if you enrich it just a little bit more, for 10 to 11 nuclear bombs. Iran has been lying about its nuclear weapons effort for over 20 years now. They have always claimed our program was 100% peaceful. We were never pursuing nuclear weapons. That's a lie. And then once the international inspectors got in and started finding some things out, the Iranians kept lying to them.
That is a clip from CBS 60 Minutes, speaking with a nuclear expert about what Iran has been doing, continues to do, and would do going forward if we didn't hold their feet literally to the fire. They would develop a nuclear weapon. That is the issue that is paramount on what is happening in Iran with the U.S., Israel, and whatever allies will or will not decide to stand with us at this point. The Strait of Hormuz is a key ingredient right now, as far as a pressure point, some leverage against Iran. But keep in mind, the point is making sure Iran never has a nuclear weapon. Look at what they've done already without it. Imagine, just frightfully, imagine what would happen if they'd had a nuclear weapon a few days ago, months ago, or tomorrow. And then we have an update on the talks are on, the talks are off, the straits open, the straits closed. Back, this is what I have often referred to as car blinker-like tactics. It's on, it's off. It's on, it's off. It's on, it's off. And where are we now? Whatever I tell you now could change with the next switch of the blinker. And the latest is we are going to have some additional talks. But Wednesday appears to be the new deadline that Trump is holding Iran to. And yet Iran may not participate in the upcoming talks. And then again, who comes from Iran? Do they have any authority? Or are they just there trying to broker a peace that they don't have any control over either? This is a delicate balance in the world and for all countries involved. You can have Iranian leadership show up at the talks and say, we want all this. We're not going to get all of it. All right, we'll go ahead and go along with this. And then they turn around and change. And then, in fact, inside their own government, despite what the leaders that show up at the Pakistan next talk session would be saying or agreeing to, you don't know if the Iranian Revolutionary Guard is going along with it. And if they do, what about some of the other tribal leaders? Iran is in absolute chaos, and we've created a lot of it, and we continue. Now, will that work for our advantage before it's over with? I'm sure you've heard by now that we have stopped an Iranian ship that tried to run the blockade. We sent warning to them, evacuate your engine room, evacuate your engine room. We're getting ready to put a hole in it. Now, whether or not they did, we don't know. But what we do know is, yes, we put a hole in the engine room, put a stop to the ship, and U.S. Marines helicoptered in and took control of the ship. And Iran is crying foul that it wasn't an oil ship. It was an Iranian ship period. And we said the blockade applies to anything and everyone going to or from Iran. Of course, Iran would tell you, we have blocked the Strait of Hormuz. It's our territory. It is not their territory. It is international waters. They have no right to block it. We're doing it now only to make sure that Iran does not continue escalation of the war. In our next hour, we've got a lot for you, and later in this hour as well. But first of all, let me welcome you aboard for this Monday, April the 20th, 2026, Larry Connors USA, where you're going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You're going to leave this hour with more knowledge than you have right now. And part of that education is going to involve what's happening with, quote, anchor babies and in our nation. That's still to come. And reminding you, when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. Go to Newstalk STL Rumble, Larry Connors USA Rumble. And everything goes up as a podcast later at Newstalk STL and LarryConnorsUSA.com. So specifically in our next hour, this should come as no surprise to you, but we're going to have a little fun with it because of how it unveiled. Congressman Hakeem Jeffries caught in a lie, lying about our economic pictures, and he's daring to do it in front of a CNBC host. This is a guy that knows the economic picture of our nation. And he dares try to tell his lie in front of this guy. Did not go well. And also later in this hour, speaking of liars, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. She's been lying again and caught. And we'll get into that in our story behind the story. It was on this date, April 20, 1999, the Columbine shooting took place. That's our story behind the story today. So back to the issue with Iran as it stands right now. Four-star General Jack King.
We have turned around 25 ships one way or the other, and one we had to use force to do it. So that reality is certainly embracing the Iranians. I don't think they expected that. And it's been a very bold move on the part of the president here to really gain some leverage. So going into these negotiations, we have significant leverage that we didn't have the last time. The last time, the main leverage was 2 week ceasefire, then we returned to combat operations. We still have that, but we got this incredible economic leverage on them, which is simply shut down all of their revenue sources over 90%. That is quite staggering.
It is staggering. You want to know the exact numbers? They are apparently losing something like $13 billion per month because of this blockade. $450 million a day, minimum. Goods not coming in, goods not going out, certainly no money coming in. One member watching over this with the Foundation for Defense of Democracy, Mayed Maliki, on the blockade efforts and how much this is really costing Iran.
They have started putting that pressure on themselves. Listen, I think Iran's economy is the most vulnerable economy to a closure of the Strait of Hormuz, because they depend more than any other economies in the world on the flow of commerce from the Strait of Hormuz. 90% of the commerce goes through the Strait of Hormuz. And by closing the Strait of Hormuz, they started the damage to their own economy. Now with the blockade, what's going to happen is they can't get their oil out of the Strait of Hormuz. And what is going to cause within looking at the numbers, I think they have probably around 13 to 15 days of storage that they can store the oil that extracting. After that, they're going to run out of storage capacity. They're going to have to drop their oil extraction, and that's going to cause permanent or long-term effect to their ability to go back to extracting oil.
And it also is going to affect their citizens even more directly. And at some point, they might well rise up in full force. But it also affects the military might. You can't forget that. Michael Lee is a strategist watching over all of this.
Iran has suffered over $200 billion worth of damage. We've hit over 13,000 targets in their country, to them about 17 United States targets. And all of this with the help of the latest and greatest Russian and Chinese technology. So when you hear Iran talking tough, I said it before and I'll say it again, it does give off Monty Python vibes. Like, this is merely a flesh wound. It's a bit ridiculous. And on the other side of this, are good things for Iran if they do agree to our terms. So what the Trump administration is doing is using the carrot and the stick with equal valor, because with the carrot in this situation for Iran is peace and prosperity. And I have to imagine after the shellacking and knowing that we could permanently disable all of their energy infrastructure to the point where they'll never be able to rebuild it. If they want to pursue this nuclear platform, like, why not? Why not give your people a chance? Why not enrich yourselves the way that you have been for the last 49 years and just keep moving with peace so that the entire region can settle itself down.
And it can all benefit. Could benefit Iranians, the people, not the regime, the people. And the CNN headline currently in front of me blares, Iran declares strait completely open for the remainder of the truce. Time to switch the blinker again, say, no, it's completely shut. It will at some point, but General King says, you understand, we will be coming for you.
No doubt, if we go back to combat operations because everything falls apart here, I'm sure somebody's going to lean across the table and tell them, if you guys don't make a deal, we're coming after you personally.
Right. Yeah.
All of you and the rest of your cohorts, their lives will be at stake. And you're going to get back to, number one job for them will be personal security. Number two will be preserving the regime. But number one will be hiding from our bombs and our missiles. That's a fact. And certainly the Israelis, who have great intelligence, the CIA also, in terms of locations, will do everything we can. Now, these guys, they've learned some lessons, and they're digging into much deeper holes in terms of protecting them well under the ground so that our bombs can't get into any of them. But that's certainly the leadership targets are high-value targets, and they'll be up there. But listen, Kerguelen sits out there. Right now, we're blocking everything coming out of it. Think of what it would mean if we took it down and destroyed it.
Right.
And I'm certain we will mention that reality in the negotiations, as well as everything else that they care about, not just their military targets per se in terms of weapons, but all the infrastructure that supports weapons. And that has to do with power plants and everything else that's on that target list. By the way, just so our adversaries know, if they're listening, we have twice as much combat air power in the region today than we did when we began the war some weeks ago.
In other words, we can come at you and come at you and come at you. Now, what do you think of an American politician who goes abroad during this time to denounce not President Trump directly, although he is, but also denounce the USA? What kind, quote, of an American is that? Well, I'm speaking specifically about Minnesota Governor Walz. He headed to Spain for a gathering of progressives. Why? Just to attack Trump and our nation.
If you're wondering what the hell is wrong with Americans, I hear some version of this every day. Look, I don't really like Trump, and I don't know if he's right, but at least he's willing to try and break things and try and make it better. Now, I know that's dumb as hell, but that's how people are feeling. It's that sentiment that feeds into fascism. And now, it's a threat that we're going to have to contend with, not just in this election, but for years to come. So if we're going to get out of this mess, we have to do more than just push back on all the awful things that people like Donald Trump and like-minded dictators are doing. We, the progressive movement, has a responsibility to the people we serve to give them a crystal clear picture of what we would do differently once we're in power.
Oh, yeah.
Give them a credible alternative to what we're witnessing around the world. What could we do that will make their lives better? What would we do to make their lives easier? What fears could we mitigate? What aspirations could we make closer to them? And the good news is this: progressivism is the best possible alternative to what we're seeing.
That is absolutely treasonous. I wish there were a way to block him from returning to the USA. Suspend his passport, not let him back in. This is the attitude we're getting from those on the left. Minnesota Congressman Ammer on Walls and that remarks.
First off, Tim Walls, nobody wants to hear from him in this country, which is why he's over in Spain. He's looking for anyone who will give him 10 minutes to voice his ridiculous opinions. Tim Walls, this is a guy who lied about his military record. This is a guy who lied about something as stupid as when he was at Tiananmen Square and got caught on national TV. Look, by the way, when he was caught, you guys might remember, his response was something to the effect, well, you know, I grew up in a small town, and sometimes I'm a bit of a knucklehead. Ladies and gentlemen, being a knucklehead is no excuse for being a liar. This guy is a pathologic liar. There's nothing that comes out of his mouth that is truth. And in this case, when we talk about what President Trump and our American military are doing, it is amazing to me. Considering the size, the scope, the depth of this enemy, the fact that they have accomplished what they have, I mean, we've lost 13 of our service members, which is a tragedy. One of them is a tragedy. But if you look at what they have accomplished, over 11,000 bombings of destroying infrastructure and putting these Iranians, who are the chief sponsor of terror around the world and have killed more Americans than any other terrorist group in the world, what we have done is simply phenomenal. And yet you got to listen to people like this proven liar and self-admitted liar suggesting that our kids are not being successful over in Iran. It's pathetic. There's a reason pretty soon even Europe will say, hey, this guy isn't worth having in for a cup of coffee.
Absolutely. And you're going to hear more from Congressman Ammer later on Ilhan Omar. That's coming up next. And her lies on top of lies and then reverse lies. Oh, it's a confusing mess. It is a tangled web she creates. And our story behind the story, the Columbine shooting. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Another day, must be another roofer in town. John, Bill, and I were talking. You said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing, and the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Bill. John Bill Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Spring weather has everyone sneezing, even inside their home or building. Instead of saying Gesundheit, call Wellington Environmental to perform air tests to determine if mold levels are too high. Gesundheit is the same as saying bless you after someone sneezes, the German word meaning wishing you good health. Wellington Environmental can perform air testing that is simple, fast, and can identify issues keeping you from having good health. Wellington does the same for hospitals and nursing homes for indoor concerns. Give them a call. It's simple. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Tell Cindy, I need air sampling. They've seen it all. They can help you. Next time you hear Gesundheit, think Wellington, Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington. true comfort is something you should feel every day in your home. It's the quiet of your mornings, the consistency of your indoor temperature, the way your home feels season after season. With Renewal by Anderson, from consultation through installation, everything is handled by one experienced team, built around your home, your schedule. Our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl, built for extreme temperatures. And right now, you can save 20% off your entire project. Plus, take an additional $100 off every window and door, up to $1,000. 20% off the entire project. Flexible financing is available, but you need to call by April 30th. 877-WINDOWS. RenewalByAnderson.com. 877-WINDOWS. RenewalByAnderson.com. It's that time of season when families' businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuire Moving. .com.
This is News Talk STL.
Early in the evening, just about supper time, over by the courthouse, they're starting to unwind. Four kids on the corner, trying to bring you up. Billy picks a tune out, and he throws it on the hum. Down on the corner,
this is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Ilhan Omar is a complete fraud. It's amazing what kind of a con artist this woman is. She goes on national TV and she tries to play the victim and she tries to sound reasonable. And in reality, she's one of the most hateful, racist, anti-Semites you're going to meet. This woman was right at the center of the Somali fraudsters that resulted in anywhere from $9 billion or more in fraud in my state. And now she's trying to suggest that somehow, they are being impacted. They're being impacted by her. They're being impacted by these Democrats who have allowed the fraudsters to run wild in my state. And by the way, when we talk about Ms. Omar, I mean, she went from $65,000 net worth that she was reporting on her congressional disclosures to reporting over $30 million in net worth in just a few years. And guess what? Now she comes out and says, that was a mistake on our disclosures. I just took a quick look at it and missed it. You know, not only should her accountant be fired, but that girl should be fired, and she does not deserve to be in Congress. Quite frankly, if she is discovered to be involved in any of this fraud personally, that she benefited from it, even by her actions of promoting it and trying to resist investigations, she should be held accountable to the fullest extent.
Oh, absolutely. And that means jail time. That's Congressman Tom Emmer, Republican of Minnesota, speaking about another Congresswoman from Minnesota, Ilhan Omar, a member of the squad. And what he was referring to is this discrepancy. And, I overlooked this. Remember when she suddenly proclaimed that she was a multimillionaire? I guess she's trying to prove what? That I'm better than you? Yet she's all about socialism? Based on January 2026 reports, there was a report that maybe we need to take a closer look at her assets. Disclosure form suggested she could be worth between $6 million and $30 million. Interest in winery, various venture capital groups. Well, how did that suddenly happen? Because the 2024 disclosures indicate that she was much lower than that. So this is a sharp, notable increase. And now she's gone back and looked at things. She said, my bad. We misstated some things. An amended filing reviewed by the Wall Street Journal shows that Omar and her husband's assets were maybe 18,000 to 95,000. That is a far, far, far cry from even 6 million and certainly 30 million. An Omar spokeswoman said to the Wall Street Journal, "The amended disclosure confirms what we've said all along. The congresswoman is not a millionaire. And yet, at the time, she was boasting that she was." And they say, "We're going to correct it and have done so as soon as we realize there was a discrepancy." How the hell do you get a discrepancy from, let's say, 95,000? Let's round it up. Let's say you had 100,000 income to suddenly you've got 6 million income or even 30 million. And it's all a discrepancy. Look, I'm not good at ciphering. It was not my strong suit when it came to math. But I think I know the difference, and I know you do, between 100,000 and 6 million, or even 30 million. I'm sure you do. House Oversight Committee Chair Comer expressing the same thing about we need a full investigation. She is a person, and I'm quoting Comer, she is a person of interest in the Somalia fraud. All those billions stolen in Minnesota through the Somalian fraud. Yeah, we want to take a much closer look at it. But the left is trying to circle the wagons and trying to insulate her and everyone else. And who better to turn to than George Soros? Hillary Clinton made a statement in introducing Soros to a crowd, and I'm telling you, she came this close to kissing his butt.
"Not enough for America's future that some participate and others don't. We have been given an extraordinary blessing, and at this moment in time, our country needs us, and we need people like George Soros,
who is fearless
and willing to step up when it counts. So please join me in welcoming George Soros."
Yay! Yay! Boo! Boo!
"It is the first time that I feel that I need to stand up and to do something really and become really engaged in the electoral process in this country."
Like he hasn't been. George Soros has been meddling in U.S. politics for a long time. The entire Act Blue group, started and funded by George Soros, now under investigation, involving foreign funds as well. I have to ask, I have to ask this question. How much did Hillary get just for that kind of more than polite introduction? And how we need George Soros. We do not need George Soros. Nor do we need Joe Biden, obviously. There's some fresh information from the Pew Research Center revealing that during the Biden administration, in the last year, I think it was, 3.6 million babies were born in our nation. 3.6 million. This, I'd correct that. This is 2023. One in 10, 320,000 anchor babies who would not qualify for birthright citizenship if Trump's executive order is upheld by the Supreme Court. And digging deeper, Pew found that 245,000 of those babies were born by mothers who were illegal. They were not even citizens nor lawful permanent residents. 15,000 babies born to mothers who had temporary legal status and fathers who were not citizens. In 1990, births of anchor babies were about 2%, correction, 3% of the 4 million births in our nation. 4%. In 2006, about 9% of the total. So this anchor baby burst in 2023, the highest since 2010, which was the second year of the Obama administration. Obviously a trend. And we've heard it from numerous illegals coming to our country who made it very clear, we will outpopulate you. In other words, we will take over your country because soon there will be more of us than you. At this rate, it would be. Now, the Supreme Court began hearing oral arguments earlier this year, which challenges President Trump's executive order limiting birthright citizenship. The 14th Amendment, tested 30 years after it passed in an 1895 case involving Chinese parents in San Francisco who were not citizens but lived in the U.S. The High Court ruled that indeed their son was a citizen under the 14th Amendment. The Supreme Court expected to issue a ruling come late June or early July. And you got this survey from Spain. The young people of Spain are not going to buy into socialism. Based on this new survey, 80.5% of those surveyed aged 17 to 25 reject the Spanish socialist government mass amnesty plan for 500,000 illegals. Spain, the very country where you heard Minnesota Governor Walz saying, we've all got to come together. We are all going to be progressives. 80% of those 17 to 25, the future of Spain, I hope, say, no, we're not interested. We want to maintain our country. Good for them. I hope they can keep their hold on it. But they want inside their own country, they have many saying, no, let's go ahead and legalize all of these 500,000 illegals. Watch what happens in Spain as well as the rest of Europe. I've always said that for you. Coming up, the tragedy of what happened on this date, 1999, the Columbine shootings, the story behind the story.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I want to share something with you. Cooking a pizza using coal creates an amazing pizza. Only one place to get it, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. Of course, they offer a wide variety of pasta, but you just visit the website NapoliSTL.com, dine in or take out, and get ready for patio season. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Try it. You can thank me later. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. True comfort is something you should feel every day in your home. It's the quiet of your mornings, the consistency of your indoor temperature, the way your home feels season after season. With Renewal by Anderson, from consultation through installation, everything is handled by one experienced team, built around your home, your schedule. Our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl, built for extreme temperatures. And right now, you can save 20% off your entire project. Plus, take an additional $100 off every window and door, up to $1,000. 20% off the entire project. Flexible financing is available, but you need to call by April 30th. 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson.com. 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson.com. When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every turn. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-E-R, underlaw.com.
This is News Talk STL.
There's no place to hide down here. No place to hide down here. Went to the rock, got on my knees. I heard the angels weep for me. No place to hide down here.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
There has been a terrible shooting at a high school in Littleton, Colorado. Because the situation, as I left to come out here, apparently is ongoing, I think it would be inappropriate for me to say anything other than I hope the American people will be praying for the students, the parents, and the teachers. And we'll wait for events to unfold, and then there'll be more to say.
Here is what we know so far. Witnesses say two gunmen dressed in black trench coats with black masks opened fire at Columbine High School.
The investigation into the high school massacre is slow-moving and dangerous. The two gunmen who went on the rampage booby-trapped the building and even themselves.
Amid the gunshots and bomb blasts, hundreds of students ran for their lives, stalked in their own school by two of their own classmates who went on a rampage.
Jefferson County 911.
Yes, I am a teacher at Columbine High School. There is a student here with a gun, and the school is in a panic, and I am in the library. The gun is right outside the library door, okay?
Okay. We've got help on the way, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Stay on the line with
us. Oh, God.
That was as it developed on this date, April 20, 1999, at Columbine High School. Two 12th grade students, Eric Davis, Dylan Klebold, killing 13 students and one teacher. They also tried to bomb the high school. 20 were injured, 3 injured while trying to escape. Harrison Klebold later died by suicide. But that was the deadliest mass shooting at a K-12 school in U.S. history until the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting in December 2012. It is still one of the most infamous massacres in our nation and the deadliest mass shooting to occur in Colorado. It has inspired more than 70 copycat attacks. Told you about one just last week. 3 students, 13 and 14, one a girl, were plotting to go into their school and shoot it up because they wanted to become more famous, infamous, than what happened at Columbine. Thank goodness someone got note of it earlier and signaled there's a concern here. The warning signs that existed prior to what happened on this date, there's been a lot of debate over it as to just because these kids were loners, didn't get along with other people, did that mean they were necessarily going to move to that level? Dylan Klebold, his parents were pacifists, attended a Lutheran church. Eric David Harris was born in Kansas. The family, the father was a U.S. Air Force transport pilot. They moved to Colorado when his father retired. And they had put in a lot of planning into what they were going to be doing.
11:14 a.m. Harris and Klebold moved deliberately toward the west entrance. Heavy backpacks weigh down their shoulders. They are wearing trench coats. Beneath them, an arsenal of weapons is concealed. Investigators later found that they were carrying two sawed-off shotguns, two 9mm handguns, and 99 homemade bombs. Some students noticed them, but dismiss it as a typical senior prank, unaware of the horror that is about to unfold. 11:19 a.m. On the grass near the west entrance, Rachel Scott and Richard Castaldo, both 17, sit quietly, eating lunch. Oblivious, they don't see the two boys approaching. A few 10 seconds pass. Then, without warning, Harris fires. Richard is critically wounded. Rachel is killed, becoming the first victim.
A lot of this video and sound you're listening to, I should point out, comes from a docu-reel, as it's labeled. I did cover the shootings in Columbine. We got there the day after the shooting had happened, and we're there for a couple of days, but I don't have access to the video that we had at Channel 4 at that point. I'll give you some more details and background on that shortly, but right now the bigger concern was how police were going to respond to this. And of course, after the initial calls, police did arrive.
11:30 a.m. As the killings go on in the library, police arrive at Columbine High School and begin securing the perimeter. Gunshots from the library are clearly heard and reported from the officers outside, who are just tens of meters away. As officers gather information, a student who managed to escape provides a critical detail. He recognizes one of the shooters as a Columbine senior, 18-year-old Eric Harris. At the police station, officers run a background check. The results raise immediate concern. Harris has a prior police record, and within his file appears another name, 17-year-old Dylan Klebold. As more students escape the building, additional accounts begin to confirm the suspicion. What began as uncertainty now sharpens into clarity. The attackers are students known to the school and acting together.
And they were not necessarily targeting only students they hated. Later videotapes discovered, so-called basement tapes that had recorded in one of their basements, talked about this kind of rampage. But of course, I wasn't known outside the two of them at that point. And what were they shooting at inside the library? They were aiming for bombs.
As police begin preparing to enter the school, Harris and Klebold make their way back to the cafeteria. Security camera footage later shows them firing at several unattended bags. Eventually, one of the bags containing a homemade pipe bomb ignites, setting off a fire that triggers the sprinklers and activates the fire alarm. Students who had been hiding under tables are now forced to run for their lives. Investigators would later discover that these bags contained two large propane bombs intended to explode during the lunch period, but the devices failed to detonate as intended. After this final attempt, Harris and Klebold make their way back upstairs to the library. moving into the last phase of their plan.
And the fact that they were able to get that deep and continue without police interrupting them, that became a critical point, not only for Columbine, it became a lesson for future. But it didn't pay off with the Uvalde shooting, which we saw later. But eventually a SWAT team did make its way inside the building.
At approximately 12:06 p.m., a SWAT team enters the east side of the building. Their goal? Move toward the source of gunfire and neutralizing any perpetrators inside. A second team enters through the ground floor window near the cafeteria, planning to evacuate as many students as possible. As they move cautiously through the hallways, they encounter hundreds of students and teachers who have barricaded themselves inside classrooms seeking safety.
17 students right off of the lunchroom area.
Okay, tell them to stay where they're at.
Right.
Stay locked down.
Officers begin evacuating them, guiding students out in small groups, clearing rooms one by one, and assisting those who need medical attention. The process continues methodically as areas of the school are secured.
To get these students to a safer place, so what they are using is police cars, apparently one at a time, and they are putting four or five students in each car at a time, and then they will take them from this area. Here comes another police car, so the shuttle to freedom is underway.
3:22 p.m. Over 3 hours later, police finally enter the library. There, they encounter a devastating scene, marked by the bodies of students and staff who were killed or wounded. Officers then find the bodies of Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold, confirming them as the gunmen. Both are heavily armed, surrounded by weapons and explosive devices, and they have died from self-inflicted gunshot wounds.
As the events began to unfold, I gathered a crew and we booked a flight to Denver to be there the next day, which we were. So, yes, there is more to the story behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli? All the locations? Visit any of them and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
Dylan had gotten into trouble in his junior year. He had a cluster of problems. He had been arrested. He had gotten suspended at school for scratching a locker and getting into the computer system. And he was in a diversion program. And I was concerned. I asked the diversion counselor, does he need counseling? What's happening? And Dylan said to us at that time, I don't know what that was, but I promise you, I'm going to get my life on track. I am going to do everything I need to do. And he did. So during the 14 months that transpired, there was this young man doing everything that he was supposed to do, going to school, holding his job, being part of school plays, going to the prom. You know, there were no behaviors there that I could see that indicated to me that he was a danger to himself or anyone else.
That's Dylan Klebold's mother. A lot of folks have criticized her because she never said, I want to apologize for what my son did. But she's explaining it as she saw it. And of course, once we got there, we got numerous interviews with some of the survivors and those who knew them. But this is a survivor I did not talk to directly.
And I think that's why I get so choked up when I talk about her and my kids, because the last time I was normal, not normal, but Amy normal, was prom.
On the morning of the shooting, Amy stopped by her coach's office to thank him for helping her get a scholarship to play basketball in college.
Got to like give Coach Sanders a big hug and a high five and said, see you later, Coach.
3 hours later, Coach Sanders told Amy and other students to run. They lived and he died.
That was the mother of one of the girls who did not make it out alive. When we arrived that day after the shooting, numerous memorials had been set up. We were allowed to talk to some of those there, and some wanted to talk, some didn't. We didn't press it. And in the car parking lot, finally, they were allowed to get their cars out of the lot. Between the two of them, they fired 188 rounds of ammunition. Lawman fired 141 in exchange with them. And again, the main intent they had was to blow out the propane tanks during the lunch in cafeteria, killing possibly hundreds. Thank God that did not happen. But there'd been a lot of question as to why police gathered around the outside, did not really enter the building for 2+ hours. And I will raise the same issue because someone injured might still be saved. But if you continue to stay outside, they might bleed out. That supposedly changed police tactics going forward. We will not wait. We'll go in as soon as we can to get to the students. But then came Uvalde, Texas, and the same scenario got played out. And again, we'll never know how many might have survived if police had gone in sooner. All happening on this date, April 20, 1999. Tomorrow, the story behind the story, our troops come home from World War II. No housing available. Sears Roebuck is offering homes through the catalog. That story tomorrow. Our second hour is still to come. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
Podcast of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Beal. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, a wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for a Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Let's be candid, honest. No out-of-state law firm can represent you better than Under Law. O-N-D-E-R. Hometown roots, attorneys living right here with you and your family. When you suffer an injury because someone else was negligent, Under Law will make sure the other party takes full responsibility. You'll get full compensation, not a backroom deal worked out with some insurance companies. And of course, we're moving into the stormy season. And again, when you have a legitimate claim, you should be properly compensated. Under Law does not toy around with adjusters, investigators, lawyers trained to cheat you of what is rightfully yours. Under Law has already recovered millions for families across Missouri and Illinois. Under wins. Not just a catchy phrase, it's a fact. So I'll repeat it. Under wins. Underlaw.com. O-N-D-E-R. Underlaw.com. Wins.
This is News Talk STL.